Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, it's Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Ford Mustang. You're listening to Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only all-conservative news and talk station.
And you got to hear him yesterday win at Michigan after 65 races. Not winning, he pulled it off and got the victory, got the checkered flag. This is the Morning Extra and Extra 106.3, Tug Rhino and Carlos Medina. Flounders with us, too. Y'all, as we listen to Stone Temple Pilots, I love rock music. I'm a country guy, born and raised on country and Southern gospel and that sort of thing. But I love rock. Always have. Motley Crue was my first concert. I saw them over here when they came back to Truist Park. And so sometimes my worlds collide, and they did this past weekend when the singer for Motley Crue made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry.
What?
Wow.
But Vince Neil got invited to sing at the Grand Ole Opry. It just, okay. I mean, I have a hard time wrapping my head around that. Because I'm not opposed to it necessarily, but I'm not sure why it happened at the same
time. Look, I've seen him wear a cowboy hat before. I mean, of course, it was in a very femme, that kind of way. But yeah.
It was a different time where our rock stars looked like women, and now we're reverting back to these sort of things.
It's history repeating itself.
I will point out, so Stone Temple Pilots, back when Scott Weiland was the front man, that was one of those bands that we had that passed through San Antonio. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get, like, the bigger acts to come through. Like, a Pearl Jam would never come through. You wouldn't see anything
like that.
San Antonio?
Really?
Now it's changed a little bit. Okay. Now there's more people, and it's a bigger community. But Stone Temple Pilots was one of the first ones that I was like, I get to go see Stone Temple Pilots, and I'm in San Antonio. I used to have to drive to Austin when I was a kid to go see some of these bigger acts. So that's one that always sticks with me.
Yeah, man, I love that band. We saw Stone Temple Pilots at Ameris Bank Amphitheater in Alpharetta. I mean, it's probably months before Scott Weiland died, the singer of that band. But they were terrific. I think they're one of the most underrated bands of the 90s. Man, I thought they were so stinking good. But get this. Vince Neil from Motley Crue, he got a standing ovation. He sang Home Sweet Home, but apparently, and I've not seen the video yet, I've got it in front of me pulled up to watch, and he did not sound great. And a lot of people made that same comparison when they played Truist Park over here about a month ago, that everybody sounded good. Like, Joan Jett killed it. You had Poison, who sounded incredible. Motley Crue got out there, and look, they were the band I was there to see, but they didn't sound quite as good because Vince Neil can't keep up, and then Def Leppard played through a monsoon sounding terrific. So it's not surprising that it didn't turn out well.
Everybody loses, especially when you're that high end of a singer. Eventually, you do lose the fastball, and that's the bummer. I was going to say, there's guys from the 70s where you sit back and say they don't sound the same anymore, and that's a little bit of a bummer. And our 80s rock stars, they can't hit the stuff they were hitting back in the 80s. Just how it goes.
But it's more nostalgia than anything else at that point. Like, I like to see them, and even if I get disappointed at one point, at least I got to see them again at that moment. And look, I'm going to go see the Chili Peppers this week, too. I'm excited about that.
I think we're going as well.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see
I've never seen the Chili Peppers.
I got to sneak into that show somehow.
Yeah, man. We can figure something out. We'll do a team trip over there or something. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
It'll be so much fun. But when your worlds collide like that, it throws you a bit of a curveball. Like, Motley Crue on the Grand in the Circle on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville? What?
He should have sung Girls, Girls, Girls.
Man, maybe it sounded better.
Well, and as I was leaving Truist Park that other day, the Battery, when they were playing, in my mind, I can hear it up and I can still hear it. I'm like, he's singing Girl, Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away. Yes, it's Motley Crue. They're on the stage.
And he sang that one at the Opry this weekend, too.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, he sang both, Home Sweet Home and Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away. This is the Morning Extra. Extra 106.3. We'll get to headlines in just a second. Let you know that the 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Three Bridges Financial Group. If you're concerned about where we're headed and how it'll affect your savings, retirement plans, reach out to Tom Gandolfi at 3BFG.com to take control of your financial future.
RBM of Atlanta presents My Headline.
I think our headlines a little bit run together, Lois, in the fact that you got Fauci saying we're going to have Winter of Death 2.0, and then the fact that Biden is out of his COVID isolation.
Yeah, finally, after let's all start on July 20th. So we're now talking about what is a little bit more than a 2-week run of, okay, tested positive, then tested negative, then tested positive again on a rebound case from Paxlovid. Finally, he is out, 79 years old, so you do have those concerns that you want to have for him. But this is just going to be a cycle, especially when you have taken these shots. You've got the bioweapon. It's in your arm. It's spread throughout your body. And now you are the one who have to worry about the winter of death 2.0. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
You've got to be very vigilant with your own health, and that's because the government experimented on you.
Oh, my goodness.
Here you go.
Do you think that this is going to happen again within the next 2 to 4 weeks, that Biden will be again in isolation because of COVID? Because,
oh, fully, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know that he didn't take the drug again that kept him there and got his rebound case, but at the same time, you know that they've given him other treatments, or they haven't talked much about his isolation this time, but I fully expect him to get it again.
They've talked about Paxlovid, and they have said nothing else, and so I'm curious what has been part of his treatment regimen, considering that we heard all about what happened with Donald Trump, and we've heard all about what's happened with different people out there. Here's the amount of stuff that they've taken. Why not, if you're looking to, again, give some people some guidelines for health and what happens when they get this? Obviously, outside of Paxlovid, that's the only one that they're pushing. Start giving some people some kind of a roadmap over, if this is what worked for a 79-year-old man, maybe it can work for your older parents as well.
The thing that is crazy about this whole winter of death 2.0 is that they absolutely continue knowing what they know and knowing what we know, right? And Lowe's has led the charge on this more than anybody else, or at least as much as people like Alex Berenson. I mean, and a guy that is absolutely brilliant. But that's the thing. Fauci continues to push, if you're not vaxxed, if you're not boosted, you need to get all your boosters.
You're going to be in trouble if
exactly
you don't get
right.
your vaccination,
that's
your
right.
booster.
Lowe's, that's exactly right. And then you got the CDC expected to release these new COVID guidelines, even in California, where they're saying, you know what, we're going to get rid of all the standing 6 feet apart, which we knew was arbitrary to begin with.
It was arbitrary. However, under the Trump administration, they just came up with well, we can't do 10 feet, let's just say six feet.
It's exactly right. And then so they're getting rid of that. They're even getting rid of the whole, if you come in contact with somebody with COVID, that you have to be out of school for 5 days. They're wiping that clean,
needs
too.
That needs to
happen.
Right. I was a victim of that, where a friend, a coworker tested positive, and because I had contact with the outside, by the way, okay, 5 days. And so these are these weird arbitrary guidelines that, even though I'm not ill, not showing anything, I still had to miss some work.
They even say, Rhino, these changes when they're talking about the CDC guidelines for schools, this even applies to children who are not vaccinated at all.
Yeah. It's getting disturbing again. And good. Look, this is what they want to do. They're going to force people to really make a decision when they get to the polls in November to believe this or not. And I think the more that they continue to do this, the more people kind of ignore it. It's absolutely ridiculous. We already know that the masks aren't doing anything or helping against this. We know that the vaccine doesn't, the booster doesn't. And now, it's amazing, because now that you look at it, Fauci, I think he said that he's going to be done by 2025, the end of Biden's term. I think what he's doing is just collecting every check he can from Pfizer at this point. That's the only reason I can think that he continually pushes all this. It doesn't make any sense. I do love that Trump, again, at CPAC, he kind of, him and Biden went back and forth when Biden said that he got it and then made fun of Trump, saying that he handled it a lot well. Then he gets a rebound. So, that didn't age very well. Trump fired back yesterday saying, it's funny because the White House doctor told me that, I'm in perfect shape, and look at me, look how great I am, and all that. So I love that it keeps going back and forth between those two. But this is going to be a problem, because they realized it worked the first time they did this. It worked when they locked us down. People fell for it, and people are going to continue to fall for it. Look what they've done. They're making monkeypox a national emergency. It's a medical emergency we have to watch out for. Is it? No, because 98% of the people who get it don't fit most of the people in this country. So we got to really look at what they're trying to do again, because that's what it is. The winter of death. Create fear,
2.0.
Create drop boxes, create absentee ballots, make sure that people are doing whatever they can to make this election even harder.
The House needs to go back to the Republicans, in part because you need investigations right away. And
yes.
I think about what's going on in Louisiana. There is a lawsuit that's making its way through the courts, and a lot of it is about discovery. What we're trying to look into with different conservative groups is, how much has the government worked with big tech to silence anyone who started talking about adverse reactions, some of vaccine injury. Did the government basically say, hey, this person, get them off social media?
Well, we had that story last week where there's evidence of that connection.
That's where we're going to start being able to draw some of these lines and realizing not only was your freedom of speech attacked, but they made sure that the government line, take this, only take this, was being pushed by big tech straight out of the administration.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a problem, and this has nothing to do with COVID, but I'm going to tell you about what happened with us on TikTok this week. I had over 250,000 views on my Brittany Griner video. I also did a video about monkeypox, kind of relating it to the way Fauci held his press conferences with COVID, putting all the restrictions on us. But the Brittany Griner one, after being up and amassing over 250,000 views and tons of likes, it got taken down for bullying 2 weeks after it's been up, and it's amazing to me that once that was taken down, that's the second video that was taken down that they said I was bullying, which I wasn't, but it's the second video that I took down, and now we get no views whatsoever on any of our videos. That means we were being shadow banned. It's been happening to me for a long, long time, but when you see you go from 250,000 views to 200 views, you know something's happening. So of course we fought both the bullying things, and they couldn't say anything about it because there was no bullying. Me pointing out that we shouldn't make a trade for a terrorist is not bullying.
No, it's
just saying,
making an argument.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I want Brittany Griner to come home, but I just don't want to trade an arms dealer you know, maybe put millions of American lives at risk for somebody who decided personal responsibility isn't important and did what she wanted to do in her own selfish way, and we'll talk about that later. But that's what they do to us, and the more that people like Alex Berenson and people brought out facts, then all of a sudden they're getting shut down. They don't want the truth to get out there, and we don't know why. Well, obviously,
we know why.
But the rest of and then the entire left, they know why. But you know what? They keep falling for it left and right. So I'm beginning to think that the brainwashing of the left with this entire pandemic is absolutely taking effect. And they're going to continue doing it as long as it works.
Well, I think the frustrating part for the left and for the Fauciites of the world and everybody else is that you now have a vaccine uptake when it comes to children of about 3% in this country. The very vaccine crazy people went and got their kids plugged. 97% of the rest of America went, we don't need to do this. This is silly. And they're starting to actually see the results of it. When we talked to Dr. Rich McCormick on Friday, he also said something that I've completely pointed out. There was a portion of the populace early on that this made sense for, and that was our happy valley when everything went down. And at that point, everything started to wane, and it waned quickly. As he brought up, 2 months. You're looking at something as short as 5 to 6 weeks with some people where, good, I took it. What kind of protection? About a month.
Yeah,
maybe
about
a month and a half.
If you're lucky.
And that's where you go, wait a minute. But the safety signals for 6 weeks worth of protection, is that really worth it?
No, of course
not. Really.
Not.
But that's now what the government is trying to fight back against, is that you don't know that information.
Well, yeah, back to Rhino's point about them being shadow banned and us being shadow banned and conservatives being shadow banned, because you're right. They don't want. They want that control. They want to be able to control the narrative. They want to be able to control what information you share and hear. And back to Fauci for a second, I mean, he's saying that this is a communal responsibility, all while knowing that the vaccines don't prevent infection or prevent transmission. So how communal can the responsibility be if the vaccine doesn't do what he's saying it's supposed to do? Literally, this is the embodiment to me of Chicken Little. The sky is falling, right? Yell the sky is falling. Yell the sky is falling, and surely somebody will listen to you.
Well, somebody will listen. It's people who, you know, think you're the guy in charge, and that's what we've done with Fauci. Listen, this is going to come back and hit Donald Trump come 2024 or whenever he decides that he's going to run for president.
Once they turn on the vax.
Yeah, once they turn on him, they're going to talk about Operation Warp Speed and kind of turn it back around on him. And they're also going to turn around that this wasn't handled well from the beginning, and was it? No, but you know what? Again, we didn't really understand this because we were being fed lie after lie after lie. So as much as I want to blame some of the Democrats and the, you know, voters that vote for Democrats, I can understand why they feel the way they do. They were lied to, and they trust these people. These are the people that they vote to go into office, and they're supposed to believe in them, and they've lied to them the entire time, and they don't want to believe that they made a mistake. They're too stubborn on that side to say, hey, look, we didn't do this right. We didn't figure it out right. We made some mistakes. We can adjust and fix it going forward. They refuse to do that. So we'll continue to do this as long as we continue to allow that. But in reality, we all know the immunity that we receive just from getting this sickness or just from building up immunity from it working its way through all of us has been more effective than anything that any administration has done to this point. We need to let this go. We need to stop. It's nothing more than a cold. I may have had it. Don't know. Other people in my family and life have had it maybe, and they don't know. But the fact of the matter is this, nobody has gotten that sick from it recently. We had a problem because we didn't know what we were doing early, but now everybody seems to just get through it okay.
Well, this is where I'm very curious how this plays out. And you talk about that group that realizes, or maybe they don't, that they were duped. And I talk about how people don't want to admit that they were duped.
That's mm-hmm. the key.
I have a family member, just got out of the hospital after 2 days in with AFib. 30 years old, never had a heart problem in his entire life. He's now been told, you're going to have to stay on aspirin the remainder of your life because of what is going
Good
on with your
Lord.
Heart. Now, this is somebody who's very dedicated in terms of his belief in the left, his belief in boosters and everything else. I wonder if at any point he goes, maybe this caused it. And I don't know if they'll ever hit that point where you wonder, why am I having a heart issue in my 30s when I've never had any kind of issue in my life before?
Is this a conversation that you can have with him or no, it'll turn into an explosion?
I don't know.
Yeah. So
but that's what I wonder. Yeah, it's right? Because now when it's right in your face and somebody tells you, hey, you were warned about this stuff. I don't know if they can call it pride. You know, it's something where you then have to have a very difficult decision of saying, did my compliance lead to now what's going to be a lifelong health issue that I have to deal with?
You have to consider that. You have to consider that, right? And there's no way that you can go in being healthy at 30 years old, go to the hospital, come out and say, well, now you've got this irregularity.
Because they had to shock
irregularity.
His heart back into rhythm.
Right. You have this irregularity that you never had before, and then all of a sudden, you've got.
Oh, and by
it?
The way, healthy. Yeah. We're not
like, healthy, but that's
healthy
what I'm
person. Healthy,
that's, but you're seeing it over and over and over again.
Those little lipo nanoparticles, they head to the heart in men and our bone marrow, and in women, they go to the ovaries.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been able to find.
Yeah, and it's amazing because we got to remember the left is the one who started the whole anti-vax movement, right? Because they said, oh, we got to stop, inoculating our kids against polio and these kind of diseases, smallpox and all that. And it's funny because now we need the smallpox vaccine. Now we need the polio vaccine again because the left for so long said, hey, we don't know the effects of a lot of these vaccines. We never really did the research because they are older vaccines and they could be causing autism. We demand that you look into this before we continue to give our kids these vaccines before they go to school. But when it came to this one, oh no, let's go ahead, shoot up the kids. It's important because they were told it's so important with no fight back at all by the left, which is amazing to me since they are such the anti-vaxxers and started all this movement. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is this, we never tested it. We didn't know what was going on. There's a reason so many of our elderly passed away from this. We didn't know how to deal with it. We put them on ventilators when they might not have needed ventilators. We put them in, we gave them vaccines we didn't know was lowering their immunity. It's been a huge problem. We have to admit what we did wrong, look into what we did wrong, and fix it.
The economy has yet to face its biggest recession issues. We'll discuss that next on Extra 106.3 because we're 92 days away from the red wave. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. Tug, Rhino, front office Lowe's and Flounder. 404-741-1230 is the number. You can find us on social media at XTRA1063.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Buck Sexton and I are coming your way at noon, but right now we're getting your morning started right with Tug, Rhino, and Carlos Medina on The Morning Extra.
Last week, a French scientist named Etienne Klein posted an image. He said it was an image from the James Webb Telescope showing Proxima Centauri. I hope I'm saying that right.
Close enough. Say it authoritatively, and I'll believe you.
Sounded good.
Yeah, right. Well, that's basically the closest star to the sun. about 4.2 light years away. He said in this picture, this level of detail, a new world is unveiled every day. And the image was this red disc with these swirling white orbs against a black background. You know, I mean, it's just those fascinating pictures that you see from space. And then you realize a little later when he admitted that was actually a slice of chorizo. What?
What? Okay.
And now the dude is saying...
Comedy is the best comedy.
Well, right, of course. But it's funny. He said now he's saying after that it came out that he faked this thing, that it was an international. It was an intentional joke meant to raise awareness about fake news, saying you need to make sure you get your information from trusted, legitimate sources like scientists.
Wait,
you're a scientist.
You dummy.
Like this makes me scratch my head. Like, what are you doing? He thought he was going to be cool. Look, I'm going to show this picture that nobody else has. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of my granite countertop and tell you it's a new universe I just found.
Exactly right, man. Make sure you
get
your information from places that you can trust, like a scientist. Not like you clown. You're the worst of the worst, man. Good Lord. Anyway, I saw this over. I don't know. It's probably. I don't know, late last week. It may have been the morning we were at the Marietta Diner. I see this picture, and I was like, man, this is unbelievable. To me, it looked like a planet.
Yeah.
And sure enough, as now going back and looking at it, you're like, that looks like a piece of pepperoni. and it turns out it wasn't far off. It's just mind-boggling. These people try to be so far ahead, and then when they get busted, they're like, oh, I did that on purpose. Of course you did. Funny. What a clown. Anyway, the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. Thank you for being up early with us. The midterm countdown, 92 days.
The countdown to November midterms with the Morning Extra.
Step all over that bad boy.
Pause for effect.
Clearly didn't pay attention.
We practiced that, too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We went through a whole train.
That's why you're going to have to take a lap after the show. You just got to take a lap around the battery.
Dude, I got to run some poles or whatever.
That's right.
If you're a baseball player.
False start.
Again, man, I usually get one a morning at least. But 92 days till the red wave, the midterm countdown lows.
Yeah, and I was looking at this article from Jeff Cox, CNBC.com, and it was really interesting to kind of take a look at the labor market currently. And the president has consistently tried to say, hey, the labor market's very strong. Look at all these jobs that we're adding. Again, we do know that by the definition, we are in recession. And so you have a lot of economists that are now looking on Wednesday. We're going to see what the new numbers are going to be. Inflation still looks like it's going up. Prices continue to go up. And so in my opinion, the labor market is getting stronger because people are having to get multitudes of jobs keep paying for things. That's where this is going to be a very unique looking recession. These economists are looking at it and saying they still believe that the worst is coming. It's just a matter of will we see it in the job market? Will that slow down? Will hiring slow down? And will that then be the very big signal that, yes, we are in a deep, nasty recession?
I mean, it has to, because these small, especially small businesses, Rhino, and you could speak to this more than anybody else because you've owned multiple small businesses over the years. The fact that when you can't afford to pay people because your food prices and everything that, you know, because you ran a restaurant, everything is going up from toilet paper to napkins to plastic spoons and forks or whatever it is you're using in your restaurant. So at some point you have to say, okay, I've got to pay for this so I can no longer pay for employees.
Yeah, and especially if you're a smaller business and a smaller restaurant, if you're not like an Olive Garden or a, you know, national chain of restaurants, you have to buy with credit. And credit is already hard enough for a lot of people to obtain. But when you're in a restaurant or even any kind of small business, getting credit to buy the things that you are going to resell is very, very, very important. And look, this time right now, especially after the pandemic, has been real tough for restaurants where they've fallen behind on a lot of their bills. But a lot of these places like Sysco, US Foods, they're really good with working with their restaurants and extended credit. But again, the interest rate is what is going to hurt these small businesses. Yeah, and it is eating them up. And they can't apply for some of these credits because now all of a sudden you have to bring in almost double the amount of revenue that you were before just to meet some of their credit, you know, applications, just so that you know that, hey, your interest now is going to be 28%. People can't afford that. It is going to crush. And everything that they've done so far, I'll tell you right now, the new bill that they just put out, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is really just another tax and spend bill by the Democrats, that is going to hurt small businesses even more. But it's also going to hurt the economy again and the job market. And like Carlos said, you may be working for a restaurant, but you also may be driving for Instacart or driving for Uber on the side just to make ends meet. That's why we're seeing the numbers go up in job creation. But at the same time, we're also seeing numbers go up because people passed away. People who were 63, 64 during the pandemic said, you know what, I'm not going to do another 2 years and wait till we get out of this lockdown. I'm going to go ahead and take an early retirement. We know we lost a lot of people during this pandemic. Those jobs became open. We're refilling jobs that were kind of abandoned at one point. We are in a full recession. It doesn't matter to the American people at all what the definition is. The definition to them is $89 at the gas pump for a small vehicle. The question to them and the recession to them is when they go to the market and they look and say, oh my gosh, I can't even afford chicken or do a nice meal for my family anymore. Sometimes you might even look and say, hey, the buying power is still with some of these big restaurants. It's actually cheaper to go to the restaurant than it is to fill my own refrigerator.
There was an article in Axios, and it basically broke down the use of credit and how much it's happening right now in this country. And it really speaks to what Rhino's bringing up with you and maybe what you're experiencing right now as a listener. There is $890 billion right now that Americans currently have in credit that they're having to use on their credit cards. There was a survey off of this where it had 45% of Americans were depending on all of their credit bonuses to pay for regular stuff that they're having to use. And so,
like credit card points.
Credit card points, gas points, everything else along those lines. And so when you talk about how much of a crunch this is, when you're talking about this much credit out there in the market and the rates that are currently at, that's another reason why people don't have the buying power they had just 2 years ago.
And I've been sounding the bell. Rhino can tell me. And I've been sounding the bell about credit cards for months and months because I see it. I literally see people that are saying, oh, yeah, man, I got to charge this. And talking to my own mama up in Dalton, Georgia. She's like, I'm going to have to charge this. I don't really like to do it, but I'm going to have to. You know, and she's a school bus driver. You know, so it's hurting everyday people, as you mentioned, Rhino. But the one person that has stepped out and been very, very courageous and says, you know what, I don't really feel inflation, is the San Francisco Fed chairman,
chairperson,
Fed president, we'll call her that since that's her actual title, is Mary Daly. She said, yeah, I don't really feel inflation. She's like, I've got enough. You know, I make $420,000 a year. So, yeah, I guess you probably don't feel as much as everybody else. And look, I don't fault her for making the salary she does. I'm not mad at her for making that money. Good for her. That's the beauty of America. But it doesn't help the homeless situation in her fine city where people can't afford and they're having unbridled homelessness. And look, the people having to step over people in encampments. And when people are using the bathroom on the streets to make one of the prettiest cities in America a disgusting cesspool. But you know what? She said she's not immune to gas prices and food prices, but she hadn't really had to change much or make any trade-offs. She discovered that.
But when you're not living paycheck to paycheck, you don't feel this as much. And for her to come out and say it in those terms, I'm sorry, you're missing out on a large group of Americans who are sitting back saying, I don't know how I'm going to handle next month, this month. I mean, that's a scary situation to be in.
Yeah, and now with this new act being passed, it's going to affect a lot more people because, once again, you got to remember the IRS has now been weaponized against the American people. Carlos brought it up earlier, 87,000 new agents. What do you think they're there for? They're there to affect...
And that pushes them above 200,000.
Yeah, I mean, so we already know that they've weaponized against us, but they're more weaponized against the small business and the low-income families, middle-class families. You're the ones that they're going to look at. They don't care about the billionaires. They already put their taxes on them. They're already paying their taxes, and there's only 800 of them. There's 87,000 new agents. Yeah. They need to find something for them to do.
Where are they going to squeeze the blood? Out of the people, the 800 that they've looked at up, down, left, and right, or the people that they've never looked at before?
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, with that bill, you're also getting something that will really hurt American manufacturing. They are trying to hit the corporations with these taxes. They're going to filter down to you. We're going to see more job loss because the first thing that you cut when you have to make it up for taxes is going to be your employees. You also cut supply when you start to cut supply because you can't afford it. And you got to remember, people forget. Everybody thinks they just corporations just make stuff. No, they buy product from everybody else. So it trickles all the way down, which is what made Neil Bortz's book, The Fair Tax, so brilliant, that if these corporations didn't pay tax, everything would be lower. There'd be more supply. There'd be a better economy. That's the whole concept behind being able to create supply, and that would affect and help with inflation. Not the opposite, not this tax and spend. It is going to hurt, and I'm glad that, you know, Governor Kemp jumped on it, calls it the new disaster. Maybe that's the new name, because this is going to affect us. When Kelly Loeffler here in Georgia says this puts food security at stake, yeah, it does, because we have now new regulations on farmers. Things like having to get nitrogen fertilizer instead of using, you know, or eliminating nitrogen fertilizer and using what they want that they think will be, you know, better for the climate. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is going to destroy a lot of families. It's going to get worse. And you know what? It's going to continue through November. It's really going to hurt people within the next 92 days, and it's really going to hurt the Democrats' chances.
All right, I want you all to get your pens, your paper out. Right. I want you to learn a term, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
No math.
Woo, okay.
I want you to know what FDI is, okay? FDI is a term called foreign direct investment. Mm. And what happens is traditionally when taxes go up in our country, what makes America so special in terms of our labor force, we have one of the most highly educated labor forces in the world, despite whatever you hear, because many of us already have high school degrees. That's different. High school education across the board is different when you start talking about a world populace and where to place your business. Foreign direct investment oftentimes means foreign countries will give you incentives to bring your jobs there.
Yeah.
And again, if I don't need a sophisticated labor force, it really works. That's why everything about MAGA was about keeping our companies here and employing our people here. When you start playing these games with companies, and we're going to tax you differently, they start leaving because of foreign direct investment.
Yeah.
Different countries start making it more incentivized to come to their country and to do your work there.
Well, I mean, just look at Hollywood. Look at Elon Musk, who said, you know what? I'm leaving California. I'm going to bring Tesla and all my corporations to Texas, where I can actually work on the bottom line and actually be successful at this. When you look at Hollywood, there's a reason they're not leaving Georgia.
Right.
Why? Record amounts of money, $4.4 billion they made. This is something that people are just kind of ignoring. They're not paying their fair share, are they? No. In fact, for every $100 million film they make, they get $30 million back. I mean, that's what we're giving Hollywood. So yeah, the bottom line, they're not going to move. They're going to move to states where they can make money. And if you don't think it's going to happen where people move out of country to create jobs, it's happened time after time after time. And Carlos is right. America first. That was the entire purpose of what we were trying to do. Bring everything back here. Be energy independent. We've just destroyed it with this entire ridiculous Build Back Better bill. We are going to destroy the future for our children. It's really sad that we've allowed this to happen.
And you're looking at companies that are working in China right now, and if I'm not mistaken, it's Volkswagen that's saying, you know what, all this craziness around what's happening in China is causing us to go, you know, we're going to reevaluate our business here. Yet then you have American companies like GM that are actually building more there. So, and that's problematic in and of itself, because GM, you would think they would want to immediately, as soon as they can, come back to the United States. But no.
Well,
they don't.
Well, Rhino brings this up, and again, it's all relative. You have Hollywood that's not leaving Georgia because of the tax incentives that we have here. If you want to talk about who gets the most FDI, right now the United States is second in the world to China.
That's right.
That's where they are basically, your companies are going, he didn't really make it too tax friendly for us. Oh, we'll go to China. And that's basically how a lot of this stuff is playing. When you need less skilled labor, cheaper, and you need to control your costs, control your bottom line, control your stock price, while also not being hit by some of these American taxes, That's how you do it. You go offshore.
That's right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Absolutely. It's and it's bad for America for that to happen, especially with a company like GM. But it's going to continue.
But we're still sitting back going like, oh, these evil corporations. Like, my 401k is tied into these evil corporations.
That's right.
Yeah, and look at our technology companies. I mean, you call to get help with your computer. You know where you're being directed. You're being directed to China. You're being directed to India more than anywhere else. I mean, most of our jobs are going offshore, and that's going to be the biggest problem. And the more we are energy or less energy independent, the more of those jobs, more of the drilling, more of everything goes offshore, and we just get stuck here having to depend on everybody else.
How many times have you heard an artist on stage blasting Republicans, blasting conservatives? When is the last time you heard a big star on stage blast a Democrat and blast Biden specifically? You will not believe which artist from the stage did this. I'm telling you, it'll knock you over with a feather. It almost did me when I read it. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. This is The Morning Extra. Tug, Rhino, and Front Office Los.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, it's Neil Bortz. And who do you trust to cover the huge 2022 election season? How about Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3?
Get the app. It is the best way to listen. Download that free wherever you get your apps. Search for XTRA 106.3 FM Atlanta. That way you can listen live and on demand. If you ever miss the Kimmer, if you ever miss Neil Bortz, it's all there. If you want to listen to... there's all kinds of shows that we have that are available on the app, like the All Four Seasons show with Dan Watkins of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. You got that. You got the Marketing Mad Men, Your Day in Court, Three Bridges Financial Group is Plan to Prosper, Tom Gandolfi and his show. Plenty of content is available right there on the Extra 106.3 app. Let's get to an extra interview. Little did everybody know that we have our own Mario Lopez.
That's right.
He's a handsome devil. We call him Rhino.
That's right. I don't have the hair. I wish I had the hair of Mario Lopez, but a lot going on in entertainment. Tug, I want you to start off with your story because this intrigued me. Somebody actually got up on stage, a rock star, and actually spoke out against Biden?
Yeah, man. I was blown away when I saw it. I could not believe what I was seeing. Roger Waters of the legendary band Pink Floyd, and they're coming, Roger by himself, and not they, Roger by himself is coming August 20th to State Farm Arena, so he's going to be in town. He, in an interview, called Biden a war criminal. Ooh. I mean, they usually reserve that for Republicans. He said...
Wait, W?
Yeah.
Don't believe W. Bush.
Yeah, that's exactly
George
right.
W. Bush, war criminal.
War criminal.
Wow, you went with Joe Biden as one. Wow.
No one saw that. I mean, I literally could not believe what I was reading. You know, that, like I said, that's usually reserved for Republicans. He said the Russian invasion was because NATO was pushing right up to their border and nukes being put on the Ukrainian border with Russia. Mm. And he was asked, what is the U.S. to do? Or what would the U.S. do, rather, if China did the same thing with Mexico or Canada? And and look, he raises a good point. And Rhino, we've discussed it a few times. Like, we wouldn't allow that to happen. And I'm not defending Russia. I'm not defending Ukraine. I'm not defending Putin. None of them. I do think that this whole thing is way out of control. And we are literally financing a war of attrition that we are completely funding because the Ukrainians won't be able to do it on their own. And the Russians at some point will either run out of money or we're going to run out of money. And that's who's going to be deciding who wins that war.
It's amazing because, you know what, we have blinders on a lot of times because Carlos and I have talked about it too, especially when it came to these bioweapons and the bio labs that we were told when we brought it up that, no, that's all hyperbole. No, it's not hyperbole. It's actually true. We saw that there were over 26 different biomedicine facilities that we were a part of. So when Russia says, hey, we know there are bio facilities that are using there, we don't know they're not developing bioweapons, and guess what? We were kind of developing bioweapons, and we don't know everything that happened with the Ukrainians there. They're not to be trusted. Now, are we okay with this invasion of the Ukraine? No, absolutely not. But the fact of the matter is this, Joe Biden did one thing and one thing only. He said, hey, we're putting sanctions on them. We knew it wasn't going to work. We said it from the beginning. It didn't. He is a war criminal. And if you want to continue that rhetoric, that's fine with me, because with what's happening in China, Los, it's the same thing. He is actually almost at the point where he is triggering World War III.
What is so bad about this in my mind is that this is out in the open. If you ever read the book or even watch the movie Charlie Wilson's War, mm-hmm. about how much secretism that our CIA and the federal government used during the 80s to fund the fighters over in Afghanistan against the Russians, we were doing everything we could to make sure that the Russians didn't know about where these weapons were coming from. I mean, they knew, but it wasn't out in the open.
Yeah. Now it is.
Nowadays, we're just saying, here's your $40 billion. Go buy some more weapons to kill Russians. I'm just saying, if China was funding one of our enemies to kill us, we would look at them the way we look at Iran. Absolutely. Ain't your friend. Right. We should be. That's how you turn a cold war into a hot war.
And one of the foreign ministers in the Ukraine essentially said on an interview that the U.S. is helping us target Russian troops. They're using U.S. intelligence and U.S. made equipment and missiles and rockets and guns. We are targeting them using U.S. intelligence. And the Russians are like, dude, we know what you're doing. This thing is going to get out of control. And look, it's on us as taxpayers to pay for it.
Yeah.
We're paying for the whole thing.
It's going to be a complete mess. And Russia's got us right where they want us. And guess what? So does China. We're playing right into China's hand. Hey, speaking of Russia, I wanted to bring this up. Of course, we know that Brittany Griner, she's the WNBA star, was sentenced to 9.5 years in prison because she attempted to smuggle cannabis oil right into that country of Russia, which, of course, is illegal. Well, Dana Bash, CNN host, suggests that the only reason that Griner was found guilty is because she's a 6'9" black lesbian American, and that she was arrested and convicted for using those drugs and possessing those drugs because of a gender pay gap in America, saying that WNBA
that's women's fault because they didn't show up to those games. Where are the feminists? Where are they at those games?
Yeah, and the fact that of the matter is this: Griner isn't poor. She's one of the highest paid players in the WNBA. She's making over $228,000 a year plus a $1 million endorsement deal with Nike. She doesn't need the money to go to Russia to play. She's not broke. She's fine. And it's funny because they want to say that this is a problem because they need to be paid more. Well, when your revenue for the WNBA is $60 million a year, and then you look at the NBA when it's $7.92 billion a year, there's a reason there's a pay discrepancy, and it has nothing to do with her being black. It has nothing to do with her being a lesbian or American. It has to do with the fact that she broke the law.
Well, and I'll say even more than that. It has to do with, I don't know, we're having to use our money and weapons to kill Russians right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
right,
that's why she got 9.5 years. That's why that happened. It didn't have to do with anything else. Again, relatively small amount of what she had on her, and people like, well, why did so-and-so get much less? Well, because 2 years ago or a year ago or whatever, you weren't in a proxy war with Russia.
Right. And at the same time, listen, that's Russia's laws. It's not our laws here at home. What you get when you're in California and you're allowed to do what you're doing, that's different than going somewhere else. I mean, we all know those rules. Rules are different no matter where you go. You have to pay attention and have some respect. And guess what? You got caught. You did something illegal. You pay the price. Do I think 9 years in prison for it is stupid? Yes, I absolutely do. But again, you knew that going in. If you know the rules, you know how strict Russia is and that they have no tolerance whatsoever for cannabis, then you know what you do? You leave it at home.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. And I'm with you, Rhino. The whole trading her for an arms dealer that can come back and kill Americans is absurd. There's no way you're making a trade like that. The funniest thing I saw this weekend, because as I told you earlier, we're down in Florida and couldn't watch the Braves game, couldn't listen to the Braves game, so we're kind of keeping up on our phone. And I was skimming through Twitter, and someone tweeted out, hey, can we trade Ian Anderson for Brittany Griner? Who's now been sent down to the minor leagues.
No.
I was like, oh, wow.
No.
Man, that is ice cold. That's ice cold.
Oh, I like him. You know,
me
some
too.
Other.
Me too.
Another sad story, but you know what? There's a lot more to this story. It was Anne Heche this weekend. Yeah. Obviously, gets in a horrible car accident. She drives into someone's home, catches their home on fire, destroys this woman's livelihood. And it's coming out now that she was actually on a podcast earlier in the day talking about a vodka drink that her and her co-host there were given. And they continue to drink. And she even says during the podcast, I don't know if we'll be able to, as she slurs it, because she is so drunk. That she doesn't know if they'll be able to even finish that podcast, let alone drive home. She ends up leaving an hour later, gets in this accident. People like Alec Baldwin are coming out saying, hey, we're thinking about you, praying for you. We're here to help. I think people need to help the woman whose house and home caught on fire because of a drunk driver.
This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. When we come back, there is a real shift in the Democrat Party. And a guy that checks every box for the Democrats said, my people don't care about electric vehicles when they can barely afford food. Who said it? And you'll be really, really intrigued to know why he said it and what he was talking about when he said it. Next on Extra 106.3, get you a Borch report. If you're a Trump fan, buckle down. He's about to give you a little bit of a shock this morning, probably. Then Fox News update, more of the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.